Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Chronicle. I'm your host, Karan. In this episode, I talk about everything fall. I am so excited because this is one of my favorite seasons. Well, this is my favorite season. So let's get started. I decided I wanted to do a thing on the fall, autumn, whatever you want to call it. In honor of this week being the first week of fall, I decided let's do it. So the first day of fall was on Tuesday. And it's been really nice. The weather's been good. There's been really good, like, wind. It hasn't been too hot. It hasn't been too cold. I mean, let's take that with a grain of salt because I'm always cold. So who knows? Maybe I'm just regulating now. But yeah, it's been very nice. I've been going on walks a little bit more because it's been a little bit cooler. So that's been really nice. But yeah, so fall is really my favorite season. And so I decided let's do a fall podcast. Or fall episode, I should say. So yeah, so this first part will be all about like different random interesting facts that I found about fall and things that I found to be super interesting. And then the second part will be why fall is my favorite season, things that I like to do in the fall, all of that goodness. So yeah, let's get started. So one of the first facts that I found to be pretty interesting was that there are different dates that autumn can fall on. So it depends on the equinox. So autumn is defined as the Earth's orbit around the sun. So this can fall on either the 22nd or the 23rd of September. So this year it just happened to fall on the 23rd. So I found that to be interesting because I just thought, like, again, it was the same day every year, but lo and behold, it is actually two different days that it could potentially fall on, which is actually pretty cool. Another fact that I found to be super interesting is that people born in autumn live longer. So there was a study done that found that babies born during autumn months were more likely to live to the age of 100 than people born during the rest of the year. I don't know how that is possible, but I found that to be super interesting because, yeah, it's one of those things where you're like, oh, is that something that is like scientifically proven? Like, when did we find this out? You know? So now I'm like going through my head and like thinking about all the people that I know that's been born in during the autumn months and thinking like, oh, maybe they'll live to 100. That'd be awesome. And then another random fact that I found was that we in North America call it fall for the most part. And autumn is actually used mostly in England. or was used in England until relatively recently. So it was based out of a common phrase, or the original phrase of fall of the leaf, which was used in England in the 17th century. But now it's used interchangeably, fall and autumn. So yeah, I thought that was interesting because, like, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't even know what the heck autumn was. I thought it was just a name. And then, like, the first time I heard someone say autumn, I was like, well, when is she coming? Like, and they're like, what the hell are you talking about? And I was like, you said someone named Autumn's coming. Like, when is that happening? So then they had to sit me down and explain to me, autumn is fall. That is the season. I must not have been paying attention all that great in elementary school, probably kindergarten. Who knows? So that is my own fault. But yeah, just know I am actually I'm outing myself right now as being a dumbass, especially when it comes to that. The last fact that I have is that apparently our sex drive spikes in the fall. So apparently the testosterone levels in both men and women are higher in fall than any other time of the year. So then in turn, our sex drive increases. So we're finding each other a lot more attractive in the fall than in, say, the summer, which, I mean, kind of makes sense because, we're pretty sweaty in the summer. So people are like, ooh, I look disgusting. Which, again, I don't think is a big deal. I mean, for me, I sweat like a pig. I look disgusting anytime I sweat. So I get it. But I am like, huh, summer, winter, fall, spring, I'm attracted to you either way. So, doesn't matter. So, it's really interesting because I guess that's all, excuse me, fall is technically considered the human mating season, which is so funny. Like, I would think that it would be more of like winter because, one, we're in the house a lot more because it's a lot colder. So you're wanting to snuggle up to someone a little bit more. But apparently autumn is it. That's the time that people are saying, yes, let's do it. Let's make it happen. Let's have a kid. Okay, so let's look at this next part, which is probably gonna be my favorite part. So fall is my absolute favorite season. You know, I don't know exactly why. Like, I mean, I know why, but fall is probably one of the worst times for my allergies. So that's one reason why I'm like, why do you actually like fall? But there's so many other good things that happen throughout the fall. So, like, the cooler weather. So this is actually going to be my first fall after weight loss surgery. So I'm really interested to see how I will handle the cooler weather. Because again, like I said, I am constantly cold. No matter where I go, I am cold. And like it could be the hottest day out and everyone else is like, why are you in a sweater? Because I'm freezing, you know? Like, I am freaking freezing. So that is one of the biggest things that I'm really interested in learning. I mean, like I said earlier, it's been really nice out and I've been walking around a lot more without a sweater, and really just like walking outside more, getting more exercise outside, because it's been so beautiful. And like where I work at my full-time job, there's an overlook, and the overlook at sunset, well, I can't say at sunset because I'm not there at sunset. Sunrise, that's what it is. At sunrise is absolutely beautiful. That is the most beautiful view I have seen in such a long time. And like even around like where I live, you can catch a glimpse of like the sun rising, but for the most part I'm surrounded by a bunch of trees, so you don't see as much of that sunrise. So it's really nice whenever I get to work that I can actually see that. It's like absolutely beautiful. And I mean, it's also just really nice to have cooler weather. The weather, I don't like hot weather because I'd rather be cold than hot because you can put on more clothes and you can only take off but so many, unless you're at home. Hell, if you're at home, do your thing, do what you need to do. But to be in public and to be to conform with society, we can't take off a lot of clothing. So, that's why I like the cooler weather. And again, with the scenery, fall, it's so beautiful. The leaves changing colors, the sunset, the sunrise, all of that just it hits differently. I don't know how, but it does. It hits differently. It hits in a way that I'm like, oh my gosh, I feel content. I feel good about what's going on, what this looks like, and how I'm feeling right now. So like, this will be the second fall that I've been at my current place, so I'm interested to see if anything changes, like what it looks like, what the leaves look like. I mean, already my ramp is filled with leaves, and I'm like, oh shit, I gotta clean this off before my landlord like gets upset with me. So I need to do that this weekend actually. But yeah, it's so, so beautiful. And with just with the scenery, the leaves of changing colors, the cooler weather, it just feels a lot better. It's like, it's sweater weather, which is fantastic. And I love that. And then another thing with fall is the daylight savings time. So this is the only time that I like daylight savings time, is because we fall back an hour. Absolutely love it. I mean, it just feels amazing that I think that I'm getting a whole new hour in the day. I mean, obviously, it's still 24 hours in the day, but in my head, I'm like, ooh, I get a whole hour extra to do this. Obviously, not the case, and obviously, I need to stop telling myself that, because that's why I procrastinate and don't do the shit that I need to do. So I need to stop thinking like that. But daylight savings time is so, it's good because it's one of those things where I'm like, again, I'm like, yes, I love this and I get to sleep in at least an hour. Like, I get that extra hour on. So technically, what, that Saturday into the Sunday, we do get that extra hour, which is fantastic. And my mind keeps thinking about that throughout the time. And then when it's time for us to spring forward, I'm like, this is not good. This is not good at all. I don't like this. I don't like this at all. And it pisses me off. But, yeah, daylight savings time is a good thing, at least in my opinion, for me. And one of the last things that I want to say about why fall is my favorite season is because of Halloween. Like, one of the best holidays. I love Halloween. I think, so I would say Halloween and Christmas are probably my two most favorite holidays. And honestly, it's for one main reason. Well, Halloween at least is for one main reason, and that is for the movies. I love Halloween movies. And not like the gory, scary BS movies. No, I'm not talking those ones. I'm talking like the funny ones, like Hocus Pocus. Love Hocus Pocus. I would watch that literally every day in October, leading up to Halloween. When growing up, I would watch the 13 Nights of Halloween on, well, which is now called Freeform. I used to watch that all the time. And Hocus Pocus was one of the main movies that came on like literally every day. And I fell in love with it. And so I will watch that movie every time it comes on, no matter what time of year it is. Another movie that I really like that's Halloween-esque is Beetlejuice. I don't know what it is about that movie, but I freaking love it. Like, it is one of those things where, again, that's another movie that I can sit and watch whenever. Like, it's been coming on cable for like random times. And I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to sit down and watch this. I have to sit down and watch this. Like, this is not even a thing. So it really is one of those two movies in particular are ones that I watch consistently every year, every Halloween. Another movie that this one I used to watch like all the time growing up, I would watch it, was Casper, the original Casper the Friendly Ghost movie with Christina Ricci. Oh my gosh, I was in love with that movie. That's all I did was watch it. Like, I would just like sit down and that would be playing on repeat. It didn't even have to be Halloween. Like, it would be on repeat whenever, all the time. And then another movie that was just introduced to me, I would say it's been about 3, probably close to 4 years now, is the Rocky Horror Picture Show. Oh my gosh. That movie is fantastic. It is. I like musicals. So that is one of the biggest things for me, is being able to sing along, and it's not scary. It's funny. It's musical. It's catchy. All of that, all wrapped into one movie. And it's interactive. So, like, my old roommate, my first roommate ever in Pittsburgh, shout out to Casey, I miss you so much, she did, like, a live-action version of it in school. So, like, Pitt put on a live-action version of it, and that was actually the very first time I had ever seen it. And I've been a convert since then. I think I said that right. Convert? Yeah. Whatevs. So, that was in, I want to say that was 2015. Yeah, I think that was in 2015. So, yeah, that was probably the best. So it was like a shadow cast. So like the movie was playing in the background, and then it was like live people playing the characters in real life in front of us as well, which was super cool. And I want to do it again. I want to see it again. I know they do them all around the city during Halloween time. I actually took another friend to go see it in the theater like a year or so after that, which was her first time seeing it as well. So that was super fun. I wish that one was more interactive as well, but I mean, people did yell at the screen and all that. I think a couple people threw popcorn at the screen, which was something that happened. But if you have not seen it, I highly recommend it. Like, it is probably one of my all-time favorite movies now. And I will continually watch it. Like, I don't care how many times it's on. Again, this is another movie that I can watch again and again. I'm sensing a trend. I'm sensing a trend right now. But yeah, tell me what are some of the things that you enjoy about fall, and what has been some of those things that stick out to you for the fall. I would love to hear that. So let me know in the comments of this episode. Let me know on social media. Hell, you can call me or text me. If you got my number, you can call me or text me. But yeah, I think so those are the main reasons why I love fall. The weather is cooler. The scenery and everything like that is so beautiful. We get an extra hour in the day. We fall back an hour, so it seems like we're getting an extra hour, and the movies are just fantastic. Like, fantastic. I mean, I would say I like Christmas movies over Halloween, but I mean, both of them are still pretty, pretty high on that list. But yeah, again, let me know what your favorite things about fall are. That is it for this episode. I want to thank everyone for listening. I apologize because that was probably just a whole big rambling mess. But I hope you enjoy it. If you would like, you can follow me on social media, Twitter and Instagram at The Chronicle. My blog, thechroniclepodcast.blogspot.com. Snapchat, CuranSB. You can email me as well, chroniclepodcast@gmail.com. Also, I am going to be on another podcast. I was interviewed a couple weeks ago for another podcast. It's called The Psychology Diary. And yeah, you can find it anywhere that you find your podcast. It is going to be airing on Wednesday. So Wednesday, September 30th. So yeah, check it out. Check my interview out. All right. Until next time.